an Auburn Network production. Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Presented by
The Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Troy Bank and Trust, Russell Building Supply, and Southern Union.
Also brought to you by
Googe Performing Arts Center, Auburn Bank, and University Ace Hardware. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of On High School Basketball, Jacob Goins.
For the first time in the postseason for the Auburn High School varsity boys, we are live on the Auburn High Sports Network, this time on the campus of Central Phoenix City, as your Auburn High Tigers are taking on the Bulldogs of Opelika in the area semifinals. Hello, everybody. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, and the playoffs are here. We got started with a great game last night inside of our own gym, where Auburn High School took down Opelika a lot to a little, and we hope we could do that again right here in the varsity boys game in the Area 4 semifinals. A little bit weird of a setup, right? It's the postseason. It's a tournament, but it's happening on the campus of Central Phoenix City. So you play in an opposing gym against a third-party team. Kind of throws you off a little bit, but we'll get used to it as we go. These two teams have already met twice so far this season. Your Auburn High Tigers are 2-0 against Opelika, thanks to a 56-51 win on the road at Opelika back on January 13th. And in the regular season finale on senior night inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium, the Tigers came back from more than 15 down in the third quarter to force overtime and win 67-62. So a pair of 5-point wins so far against Opelika, but the game that matters most is this one right here. It's a win or go home situation for Auburn and Opelika, and a date in the area championship game against the winner of Central and Smith Station, who are set to play on this floor coming up in just a few hours. We'll give you starting lineups, opening tip, keys to the game, all of that coming up right here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Getting you ready for tip-off between Auburn and Opelika in the area semifinals, the third time this season that these two teams, these two hated teams, come together, but this time is in the postseason. The first two games are important, right? Because you start to think, okay, how are these two teams going to play each other for the third time? I was talking to some of the members of the Auburn High coaching staff before the game, and they admitted it's hard to beat a team three times in the same season in two games where Auburn had to play really tough, hit free throws down the stretch thanks to Antoine Daniels in the first matchup on the road, and then come back from a double-digit second-half deficit and force overtime and win it on senior night. So these were not blowout wins by any fashion. These were not dominating wins by any fashion, and Auburn's got to find a way to do it for a third time, where Opelika trying to get their first win over the Tigers this season. I look for guys like Antoine Daniels. I look to somebody like Jabari Allen, who last time in this game really had a coming-out party in this 2024 and 2025 season. Allen had 22 points to help Auburn get that 67-62 win. He's got to be your anchor. He's got to be your rock tonight. You have to go to him if you want to get a victory on an opposing team's floor against a separate team. We're on the campus of Central Phoenix City, and we're taking on the Bulldogs of Opelika. This game is important because if you win, not only do you move on to the area championship game, which would be played Saturday afternoon on this floor, you also automatically qualify for what is the regional tournament coming up next week. If you lose this game, you're done. You're out. Your season comes to an end. Auburn coming into this matchup 20-8 overall, 3-3 is what they finished up in Area 4 play. The Opelika Bulldogs 20-7 overall, finishing 2-4 in Area 4 play. The Tigers are the 2 seed, the Dogs are the 3 seed, and when we come back, we'll have starting lineups and opening tip between Auburn and Opelika and the area semifinals. That's coming up here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Anchor in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Anchor, visit them online at AnchorAuburn.com or just stop on by. Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
It's Antoine Daniels set to tip it away for the Tigers. He does, into the hands of a Central Red Devil. They'll start with a layup almost in transition. It won't go. And now it's the Tigers with their first possession of this semifinal game. Didn't have starting lineup announcements. No anthem, no nothing. We're getting right into the action as Antoine Daniels' layup won't go. But Tyler Dixon is there to clean it up for the Tigers. And we're off and running 2-0 against Opelika. We're a minute in to this opening quarter in the area semifinals. It's Auburn and Opelika doing battle on the campus of Central Phoenix City. The Dogs go down low and the layup will fall. It's Micah Thomas. You're going to hear his name quite a bit tonight. He had 19 points the last time out for that Opelika team against your Auburn High Tigers. The Auburn High Tigers moving right to left on your radio dial. We're wearing our road whites with the blue Tigers in cursive across the chest. The blue numbers on front and back. Opelika is in their home, are in the road blacks, I should say. Tigers in the home white. Dogs are in the road blacks. They've got Opelika written across the chest in red cursive with red numbers on front and back in the red railroad tracks down the side. It's the Tigers in the half court now. Antoine with a straightaway three opportunity. Didn't take it. Crossover dribble. He'll step back. 6:20 to play. Hand off to the point guard, Trendon Maynard. We'll get your starting line. It's brought to you by Auburn Bank in just a moment. And Maynard turned it away. He tried to feed it to Dixon on the far side and got stolen by Thomas. Gets to the lane. Up and good. Tigers went up 2-0 just like that. Opelika responds. 4-2 Opelika, 2 minutes in to the opening corner. Auburn moving right to left. It's Trendon Maynard who's got it straight away. Dixon on the left-hand wing, gets to the lane, looks for some help, throws it up. Wild shot won't fall. And the rebound pulled down by JT Holloway. And then a reach foul on Tabari Allen. Let's get you those starting lineups brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High school basketball. Starting with the Bulldogs, you've got the McNally brothers who get the start. Wearing number 5 is Brady McNally. He's the smaller guard. You also have Eli McNally, who's the bigger forward who goes down low. Also, 00 is Tony Fields. Wearing number 1 is Micah Thomas. And wearing number 11 is JT Holloway, who misses the shot there. And the Tigers pull down the board. Here comes Antoine Daniels. Euro step in the lane. Lost it. Ball's on the ground. Antoine's on the ground. Finds Tabari Allen, who gets fouled on the layup attempt and will step to the free throw line. 4-2, Opelika leads. As Tabari Allen will step to the free throw line. 5:22 in the opening quarter against starting lineups for the Dogs. 0-0, Tony Fields. As Tabari can't connect on the first, wearing number 1 is Micah Thomas. Wearing number 5, Brady McNally. 11, JT Holloway. And 24 is Eli McNally. 4, your Auburn High School Tigers. It is Antoine Daniels who wears number 1. Trendon Maynard is your starting point guard. Tabari Allen, the forward. He gets it to go on the second free throw, so splits a pair. Wearing number 14 is Tyler Dixon. And the The shooting guard tonight is Joseph Hightower, who wears number 3. Those are your Auburn Bank starting lineups. Auburn Bank, champions of you, and proud sponsor of Auburn High School basketball. Dogs feed it inside, turn it over. Holloway couldn't get his hands on it. Maynard coast to coast with the right hand and lays it off the top corner of the glass. And Maynard has his first bucket of the game. He had 9 the last time out against this Opelika team. All of those came in that first half. Would love to see him get going in this one as McNally can't knock it down from the right wing and clear by Maynard. 4:45 to play, first quarter. Auburn leads 5-4. Dixon gets stopped on the baseline, dragged his foot, no call. We play on. It's Tabari Allen, pulls up, corner 3, no, short, and pulled down by Holloway. Lots of contact. Dixon gets the steal, and then he lost it into the hands of Tony Fields. He'll try to bring it up again. Opelika is moving left to right on your radio dial. Tried to feed it to the corner for McNally, and Tabari Allen gets his arms in the way, knocks it out of bounds. It'll stay with Opelika. First substitution of the ball game. It'll be Cash Reef to come in for Auburn High's Tyler Dixon, who takes a seat. So Reef is in the game. He's down low, gets stuck on McNally on the elbow. It's Holloway, lost it. Trying to go baseline on Joseph Hightower, the mismatch, as Holloway stands at 6'6", with Joseph Hightower at 5'11". And it rolls out of bounds, so it is Auburn High basketball. Appreciate you being with us on the Auburn High Sports Network. First half action of tonight's game is brought to you by Russell Building Supply and Do It Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Maynard kick to the corner. Open 3. Tabari Allen sees it go through. He's got 4 of the 8 for Auburn High, and they've doubled up Opelika with 3:53 in the first quarter. 8-4 is Auburn's lead. It's McNally at the top. Feeds it to his other brother. McNally on the left-hand wing, and he responds. Does Brady McNally. We told you he's the shooter. He's the one Opelika goes to, and he gets it right back for the Dogs. They're back within 1. Maynard on the right free throw line extended, crosses over, gets to the volleyball line down low, whips it to Hightower, extra pass to Reef, back to Hightower, straightaway 3, tried to bank it in, he hits the floor, no call, and the rebound pulled down by Holloway. So far, we're letting them play. Here comes Opelika, they don't have numbers, and Micah Thomas will do the ball handling on the left-hand side of the floor. Gets the switch on Tabari Allen, cuts to the lane and lays it in over Antoine Daniels. That's a tough take for Micah Thomas. He's got 6 of the 9 so far for Opelika, who then steals it away from Auburn. Here they come in transition. Double zero up with it. That's Tony Fields. He can't get it to go, but there is Holloway for the cleanup. Opelika is up 11-8. Chris Brandt, head coach of Auburn High, says we need a timeout to stop the bleeding. 2:56 in the first quarter. 11-8 is the score. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. We'll keep it right here, kind of get everything reset for you after a hot start here on the Auburn High Sports Network. I'm Jacob Goins with you. Appreciate you being with us on this Thursday evening here on 96.3 W Lee. 963WLEE.com and the Radio Alabama app. With 2:56 in this first quarter, Auburn trails Opelika 11-8. We told you in the pregame, these two teams, they've played twice this year, as you do with all the other teams in the area. And it was 2 5-point victories for Auburn. The first one on the road in Opelika back on January 13th. The other one in the regular season finale on senior night. That one was in overtime as Maynard tries to feed it to Antoine Daniels, who was held, prevented to get the basketball, and is called for a foul. Believe they're going to get that on Caleb Baker, who wears 4 in black for the Dogs, who gets caught on that foul. Off the inbound, it was a 3 in the corner from Reef. It won't fall. And Opelika now looking to run left to right. Brady McNally has it at the point. He's guarded by the 6'7" Hampton Jordan, who's newly in the ballgame, the sophomore center for the Tigers. 2.5 to play, first quarter, 11-8, Opelika leads. Holloway straight away, Hampton Jordan on him now. Crossover dribble, handoff to Thomas. He's guarded by Maynard. It's a 2-3 zone for the Tigers. Thomas took an extra step to get to the lane, left the free throw or the layup short. Here comes Carl Lindsay. First time we've called his name tonight. Gets to the right-hand wing, crossover dribble at the elbow, and he'll reset the offense with 2:08 to play. Jordan at the right elbow. Puts it above his head, looks for somebody to go to. Gets it to Cash Reef on the left-hand wing. Can't go down low to Trendon Maynor. Reef between the legs, dribble. He's guarded by Thomas now. Gets to the left-hand wing. Lot of dribbling for Cash Reef. Finds the point guard, Maynor. Gets to the free throw line. Hands off to Daniels on the left-hand side. He gets to the lane, dumps it down for Hampton Jordan. He lost it. A lot of movement and nowhere going for Auburn. They turn it over. They've done that several times here early on. In this first quarter, Opelika leads 11-8 with 1:42 in the first frame. Tigers trailing by three in this all-important area semifinal. Left-hand wing, guarded by Antoine Daniels, trying to go down low, nobody home. Picks up his dribble, knocked away by Antoine. He steals it, and then he's fouled. He's fouled on the way to the bucket. He got fouled about half court. And so that will be just a take foul for Opelika. Again, we're on the campus of Central Phoenix City, the Red Devils. On the boys' side of things, the host of the Area 4 tournament, Big Red Sea. Here at center court, we're sitting on the bottom right-hand side of it. Also got the hanging down old-timey scoreboard here at Central Phoenix City. And you'll see that scoreboard change with a three from Carl Lindsay, his first of the ballgame. And Tigers tie it back up at 11. Approaching a minute to play, Thomas gets to the lane, kicks it now, it's in the corner, it's on the right-hand side, they'll get it to Holloway straight away, guarded by Jordan, love that matchup for head coach Chris Brandt, that's a deep three from Brady McNally on the handoff, won't fall, and Jordan is able to pull down the board, gets it to Maynor, he surges ahead, we're under a minute to play in this first quarter, he's got it on the left-hand wing, he's guarded by Carney Wright, the junior guard, who's in for Opelika, nice bounce pass to the lane, and Jordan had his layup blocked by the rim. 35 seconds, first quarter. Here comes Opelika. Good transition defense from the Tigers. They almost turned it over and stepped on the half-court line. No call. Here comes Opelika now. Holloway has it at the top. Picked up his dribble, drug his foot. No call. It's Thomas at the top, guarded by Antoine Daniels. Visible size advantage for Auburn. Back out to Holloway with 18 seconds. Pulls up, tough jumper at the elbow. And watches Hampton Jordan shake his head as he buries it for Holloway. 10 seconds now in this first quarter, 13-11, Opelika leads. Maynor has it at the top, crossover dribble to the lane, gets to the lane, had it blocked. Opelika with a chance, with one, to the bucket, didn't get it off. He missed it, so it doesn't matter. And Auburn will trail by two as we head to the second quarter. A fast-moving first, we head to the second. Auburn trails Opelika 13-11. We're back after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W Lee.
That may be the fastest 8 minutes of basketball I've ever called in my career. We're through one here on the campus of Central Phoenix City, the host site of the Area 4 Boys 7A Basketball Tournament, as the Red Devils earned that one seed. Your Auburn High Tigers are the two seed, facing off against the three seed Opelika Bulldogs. And the fourth seed, Smith Station Panthers, will take on the host Red Devils. Coming up this evening, that game begins around 7 o'clock. Tigers trail. Auburn trailing Opelika 13-11. As the Tigers start with a three at the point. Carl Lindsay goes back-to-back. He had one in the first. He's got one here in the second. Tigers back on top by one. Opelika in the half court, moving left to right as we look at it. Throw to Holloway on the block, double teamed by Lindsay and Hightower. All sorts of pressure, able to get it away, and then stolen. Antoine Daniels steals it in transition, good with the right hand. Antoine was silent in the first quarter, he is no more. Tigers up by three with 7:20 in this second quarter. Dogs have it to Carne Ryan on the right-hand wing. He's guarded by Joseph Hightower, and then an entry pass stolen. Stolen by Carl Lindsay. Here comes Tabari Allen across the red and black sea of Central. He has it at the point. Drives on Holloway. Goes up strong. Wild shot won't fall. Reef is able to pull down the board. Jump stop. Threw it to the corner and stolen by McNally, who throws it ahead for Opelika. Carne right. Euro step. Reverse layup too short and pulled down by Antoine Daniels. Or by Tabari Allen, rather. It is Daniels now in transition. Three won't fall and pulled down by Holloway. Back and forth we go. Here comes McNally. Crossover dribble at the top. He traveled. Are they going to call a block? They are. Looks like they're going to call it on Antoine Daniels. I don't hate the call. It looked like the foul forced the travel. I think that's what they're going to say. Five on the floor for Auburn. Hightower, Lindsay, Daniels, Allen, and Reef. So a three-guard set. A couple of big forwards out there for this Auburn High School team. It's the Dogs of Opelika on offense. Left-hand wing guarded heavily by Reef. Threw it to the elbow for Holloway. Poked away immediately. He'll kick out for right. Open three. Short. And Reef is able to clear. Looks to run for the Tigers with 6.5 to play. Allen, corner three. In and out. And pulled down by Holloway. Opelika looks to run. It's the older McNally now. Gets it to the wing. He had it down low. And the Dogs are going to reset. Throw it down to McNally. And a charge is called. Eli McNally put his shoulder into Cash Reef, who hit the deck hard. And he gets the charge call. It's a foul on 24 and black. And we're going the other way. 16-13. Auburn leads Opelika. 6:15 to play in this first half. Of the area semifinals, winner will play the winner of Central and Smith Station. And the winner also will move on automatically to the regional tournament. The loser of this game is done. Their season is over. Lindsay looks for a heat check. He sent that from way downtown on the right-hand wing. Hightower scrambling on the floor, and a Bulldog eventually dives on top of it, calls timeout. So it is a timeout for Opelika. They'll have the possession coming out of the timeout. Timeouts here on the Auburn High Sports Network are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. 5:58 to play in the first half. It's Auburn leading Opelika 16-13 here in this area semifinal. We're going to leave it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. I was talking about in the pregame, how do these two teams play differently than what we've seen in the first two matchups? You got to change something up, especially if you're Opelika being 0-2 against your Auburn High Tigers. And so far, it's just who can run more? Who's going to get up and down the floor faster? It's been a pure track meet so far in the first, in the first 10 minutes or so of this game. And so far, the Tigers are winning that track meet. 16-13, counting down under 6 minutes in the first half. Here comes Thomas for the Dogs, left to right on your radio dial. He's got it on the right-hand wing. They'll work it around the perimeter. That's a deep three in front of the Auburn bench, in and out. Counts in the arcade, but not here at Central. And Tabari Allen pulls down the board. Hightower will slowly walk it across the timeline, the red and black sea of Central. He's off the right-hand side. Allen will dribble baseline, gets to the reverse layup, and it's good. That's a nice take and a hesitation from 12 and White, who lays it in, and the Tigers are up by five. Thomas, crossover dribble, step back three, buried it. Oh, my goodness. That's nasty work from one in black, Micah Thomas, who left Tabari Allen shaking in his shoes a little bit. Opelika back within two. Allen gets to the lane, and a jump ball forced by Micah Thomas. Allen brought it up over his head to get over the defender, and Thomas wrapped it up, forces the jump ball. Possession arrow goes to Opelika. 18-16. Auburn leads with 5 minutes to play in the second quarter. Thomas, dribble drive off the left-hand side. Gets stuck at the free throw line. Spin move to the lane. Too strong on the board. Auburn's got numbers if they want it. It's Antoine Daniels. Uses the Euro. Gets to the bucket. Lots of contact and a shooting foul called by the far corner official to the displeasurement of the Opelika fans. He was stuck. Maybe a bailout foul from the Dogs to put Antoine Daniels at the free throw line. Antoine, in the two games this season against Opelika, had 15 in the first matchup, had 20 in the second matchup. So an all-important piece, not just against Opelika, but for this Auburn High team all season long, and he cashes in on the first. Cash Reef sits out as Magnus Davis, the junior guard, will get into the ballgame. A guy who really does handle the ball nicely when he's in the game, and Daniel splits a pair. 4:40 in this second quarter. Auburn leads Opelika 19-16 after the 1-for-2 trip at the free throw line from the junior Antoine Daniels. It's Thomas on the left-hand side. He'll feed it to Tony Fields in the corner, and he fell and traveled. Good forced turnover by Carl Lindsay as Tony Fields kind of just lost his balance a little bit, and the Tigers will get the possession back up by 3. Hightower, Lindsay, Allen, Daniels, and Davis, the five on the floor for head coach Chris Brant in Auburn High School. Daniels has it straight away, looks to post up for Allen down low, not there. Now it's Carl Lindsay who turns the corner, has it on the left-hand side. All sorts of pressure, splits the defense, almost lost it, bounce pass to Hightower. He's stuck down low. Lindsay on the left-hand wing, good closeout by Thomas. Now it's on the right-hand wing for Tabari Allen into the lane, back out to Allen in the corner, takes the three, can't make it that time. Tipped up by Daniels, it won't fall, and the Dogs look to run 3-on-3 to the lane. It's Carne Wright, spins out for a three. Thomas pull up from the elbow, too strong, and the rebound kicked off the front of the rim away from an Opelika Bulldog and into the hands of Antoine Daniels. He was fouled in front of the scorer's table. There are four bodies on the floor, and the Dogs come up with it against Tabari Allen. The layup won't fall for Micah Thomas, but it was because he was fouled, he'll head to the free throw line. I tell you, these officials are letting them play here in the postseason. There were two white jerseys and two black jerseys on the floor inside the center court circle. As the first free throw is no good. Trey Ross will sub in for Auburn High. Tabari Allen takes his first seat of the game. Joseph Hightower takes a seat. Trendon Maynard is back in the game. Antoine Daniels has yet to sit in this ball game with 3:40 in the second quarter as Thomas splits a pair. Free throw shooting hasn't been the strength of these two teams for a lot of these matchups. It was Antoine Daniels who went 7 of 8 down the stretch on the road at Opelika the first matchup to help the Tigers pull out a road win. Lindsay wants another one and got another one. That's 3 for Carl Lindsay. I was telling somebody before the game, he is the sniper, and he's done it so far. Tigers are back up by 5. 3:10 in the second quarter. Opelika in the half court, left to right as we look at it. They've got it straight away. It's Carson Moss looking for somebody down low, not there. Now it's Micah Thomas on the right-hand side, still guarded by Magnus Davis, who wears 22 and white for the Tigers. Under 3 to play in the second quarter. Thomas to the lane, picked up by Davis now. It's Trey Ross down low. He's guarding heavily on Carson Moss. He gets to the right hand, jump stop on the block, left it way short. Airballed the layup. And here comes Daniels, crosses over in the pink sneakers, pulls up from 8. Yes, sir. Antoine Daniels up to 5 now in the ballgame, all of them in this second quarter. And the Tigers have their biggest lead of the night. It's 7. Carney Wright off the right side, gets to the baseline around Magnus Davis. Good contest from Carl Lindsay. He's got it in the backcourt, trying to get it ahead. Now he does to Magnus Davis. To the low block, throws it to the corner. That may have been tipped, saved by Trendon Maynard behind the back, Chris Paul style, but it's into the hands of the Opelika Bulldogs. Cut off by Ross. Kick out for a 3, not there. He picks up JT Holloway, crossover on him. To the lane, blocked by Antoine Daniels, but they're going to say a push foul in the back, and they're going to get Trey Ross, who was beat on the play, just had to do anything he could to prevent an easy layup, and instead it puts JT Holloway, the 6'6 senior forward guard, however you want to put it. He can do a little bit of everything. He leaves the first free throw short. 24-17 is Auburn's lead over Opelika with 2:01 to play in the first half. Holloway can't connect on either free throw. Again, both teams really struggling from those lines right now. Maynard, crossover dribble. He'll get to the left-hand side of the floor. Bounce pass to Antoine Daniels down low. He's double-teamed. Here it comes. Kicks out to Maynard. Don't think he was ready for it. Spins away from one. Gets away from another. Now it's Lindsay straight away with 1:42 to play. He'll reset. Gets to the right hand. Spin on the right wing. Gets to the lane. Threw it off an Opelika Bulldog. It hit off the rim. And now they've got a two-on-one and threw it away. Brady McNally threw it right to Trendon Maynard, who will jog up to the free throw line. Had no idea the defender was coming. And it leads to a run out for Opelika. Micah Thomas lays it in. He attempted the dunk. Couldn't quite get there, but 2 points are 2 points nonetheless. He's got 12 in the ballgame. 12 of the 19 go to Micah Thomas for Opelika. They're back within five. Daniels, pump fake on the three. Gets to Davis on the right-hand wing. Now back to Lindsay. Wants another one. Got another one! Carl Lindsay's on fire in Phoenix City, Alabama. He's got another three, and the Tigers are up 27-19, under a minute to play in the half. Pull-up jumper from Thomas to stop it. Oh, my goodness. One in black is balling right now. He pulled up from 10 feet on the baseline and got the friendly roll off the rims here at Central. 27-21. We've got some shot-making happening right now in the area semifinals. Daniels. He'll slow it down. He'll stand inside the red and black sea of Central. 25 seconds to play in the second quarter. Davis turns the corner with the left hand. Bounce past Lindsay. Open three. Oh, too strong on that one. The fans were ready to explode for Auburn High. Opelika pushes ahead now. It's Micah Thomas. Kicks to the near corner. He'll feed to Carney Wright. Open three. No, not that time. And Daniels pulls it down. 8 seconds for the Tigers. Six for the Tigers. Daniels all the way coast to coast. He lays it in with a finger roll. Half court heave at the buzzers and air ball. And the Tigers will take a nice lead to the locker room. 29-21. Thanks to the last second bucket by Antoine Daniels. Stick around. The Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up as Auburn leads Opelika. 29-21. All that coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hi, I'm Brian Snyder, Regional Vice President with Troy Bank and Trust. We're excited to be moved into our new state-of-the-art Cary Creek building at 2870 East University Drive in Auburn. We welcome you to come in and experience what true community banking is all about. We offer a complete line of deposit, savings, and loan products to meet your commercial and consumer banking needs. You'll find our service impeccable. Come see us today to learn more about the only bank you'll ever need. Troy Bank and Trust, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers! Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Show.
The Auburn High Tigers are on the road here at Central Phoenix City, taking on the rival Opelika Bulldogs in the area semifinals. And the good guys are on top, 29-21. Back and forth first half. I don't think we have but about two stoppages the entire time. But in an early track meet, it's the Tigers leading the Dogs. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. Sports brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic, East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Auburn leads Opelika 29-21 in the Varsity Boys Area 4 semifinals tournament being held at Central Phoenix City. As the Red Devils are the 1 seed, Auburn is the 2 seed, Opelika the 3 seed, and Smith Station is the 4 seed. The Panthers and the Red Devils, the 1 and the 4, will face off coming up just after this one here on the campus of the Red Devils. And the winners of the 2 games, they meet up in the area championships, how a tournament bracket works. But what's so important is the first game, because not only do you get a chance then to win an area championship, you also automatically qualify for the regional tournament. But if you lose any of this game, this first one in the area tournament, your season comes to an end. Let's look around some of the numbers. For first, the 3 seed, the rival Opelika Bulldogs, you had Brady McNally with a made 3, JT Holloway with a couple of buckets with 4, and if Micah Thomas doesn't exist, Opelika is nowhere near sniffing this Auburn team. He had 14 in that first half. He did it all. Hit 3s, got to the line, made layups, got out in transition, played great defense as well on the Auburn guards, and 14 points from 1 and black is what has kept Opelika around in this game, and they're lucky to only be trailing by 8. For your Auburn High Tigers, we'll move top to bottom here. Trenton Maynard has 2. Those came in the first quarter. Antoine Daniels, who was held scoreless in that first frame, he had 7. We just stay on that end of the floor. Can we keep shooting on that basket by chance? He has 12 points in the first half on 4 made 3s. He went 4 for 5 in that first half. Again, 4 for 5 from deep, and he is on fire. He had 12 points, did number 2. In white, the only 2 other scorers to get on the board, Javari Allen had a 6 points in that first half, 4 of those in the first quarter, and Tyler Dixon got us started with a layup in the first quarter. Again, Auburn leads 29-21 over Opelika in the area semifinals. We'll tell you about the second half, what the Tigers have to do to work on an 8-point lead and get out of here with a win so they can come back here on Saturday afternoon for an area championship game. All that coming up when the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report continues. You're listening to Auburn High School Basketball on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Anchor in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Anchor, visit them online at AnchorAuburn.com or just stop on by.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank, Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama. A steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do-It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn. It's from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do-It Center at Building Supply.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Welcome back into the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report, where the Auburn High Tigers, the boys that is, lead Opelika 29-21 here on the campus of Central Phoenix City in the area tournament semifinals. We'll tell you some keys to the second half, but before we do, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Auburn High Sports Network.
96.3 W Lee, WGZZ HD2 Waverly, and W242 AX Auburn Opelika.
96.3 W Lee.
Back here on the campus of Central Phoenix City, the Red Devils on the boys' side of things are the host of the 7A Area 4 Area Tournament. And the Auburn High Tigers currently in a battle with the Opelika Bulldogs, but have an 8-point lead, 29-21 at the half. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. Appreciate you being with us on this Thursday night as we are wrapping up the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. Keys to the second half, I'm going to tell you what. Find the hot hand. Carl Lindsey needs to have 3, 4, 5 more attempts from behind the arc, and if he keeps making them, keep giving him the ball. I think Antoine Daniels has to be a big factor in this second half, and don't turn the ball over. Opelika's already shown. When you do, they want to get out and run. They do that anyway, but it seems like they've ramped that up just a little bit more, and I expect them to do that in desperation mode in the second half. Auburn leads 29-21. That wraps up the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. We'll have the third quarter after this on the Auburn High Sports Network.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W Lee.
Start of the third quarter between Auburn and Opelika. The Tigers of Auburn have a 29-21 lead over the Bulldogs of Opelika as we begin the third quarter in the area tournament semifinals. Auburn in their home whites is the higher seed. Opelika in the road blacks. Tigers moving left to right of Auburn. They'll start with the basketball in their possession. Antoine Daniels dribbles baseline. Backdoor cut from Joseph Hightower. Goes up strong and gets it to go. Joseph Hightower, his first bucket of the game, lays it in to start the third quarter. Tigers have their biggest lead of the game. They're up by 10. The Bulldogs of Opelika now moving right to left on your radio dial. It's Micah Thomas who's got it at the point. Guarded by Antoine Daniels. They'll work it to the corner for McNally. Trying to go down low for Holloway. He's picked up immediately on the double team. It's the older McNally at the top. Now they feed it to Thomas on the right-hand side. Dogs with 7:09, less than a minute into this third quarter. On the right-hand side, they go down to McNally. Post up, cutting JT Holloway. Gets it up, falling to the floor, and the foul. A tough take, tough make from 11 in black, JT Holloway, who in all things considered was fairly quiet in that first half at just the 4. He gets Opelika back in it with the layup and cannot convert on the end one. It's Tabari Allen who just grabbed the rebound, then was fouled, hits the floor, no call. It's a turnover on Auburn. McNally goes up, finishes strong, and back-to-back end one opportunities for Opelika. It's Brady McNally as Allen nearly hit the floor on the contact as he turned to come up the court. No call. They feed it to McNally who lays it in, gets the bump, and a chance at one more. Well, I was going to tell you who the starting five was, but Tabari Allen's going to take a seat. So Hampton Jordan comes in, does the 6'7 sophomore. So right now on the floor for Auburn, it's Hampton Jordan, Carl Lindsey, Joseph Hightower, Antoine Daniels, and Trendon Maynard. The five in blue and white for head coach Chris Brandon. McNally can't convert on the end one chance. Opelika, if they can't come back and win this game, they're going to look right at the free throw line and be kicking themselves. Here comes Hightower. Thought about the three. Finds a cutting Carl Lindsey on the right-hand side. Lost it on the baseline and stolen away from Eli McNally. Opelika's got a 5-on-4. Holloway to the lane. Floating pass to the corner. Wants it in the near corner. Too strong off the back iron. And it's pulled down by Joseph Hightower. Minute and a half in to the third quarter. And Hightower will peel it back out and reset it in the hands of the point guard Trendon Maynard. Waves everybody off. He gets it to the left-hand side of the floor. It's Antoine Daniels to the floor. Oh, my goodness. Hit the paint, went sliding on his backside, and he traveled. He wanted the foul call, not going to get it. And with that, a couple of subs are going to come in and wipe the sweat on the floor from Antoine Daniels. 31-25 is Auburn's lead over Opelika. 29-21 was our halftime score. It is now 31-25. We're 2 minutes into the third quarter, and they throw it down to McNally, and stolen from the backside was Joseph Hightower. Daniels dribbles across half court. The Hezzy at the top. He lost it. 3-on-2 for the Dogs. If they hurry, they throw it up. Good play by Trendon Maynard. Almost out off of Opelika instead. They're going to say it's off the hands of Trendon Maynard, who was able to hustle back and knock it out of the hands of Tony Fields, who had an open layup. Bulldogs move right to left. They've got it in the half court. Pump fake on the baseline, and Tony Fields got Trendon Maynard to go and made him pay from 18 feet. Maynard slowly across the timeline. He'll hand off to Peyton Plott, who's in the game for the first time. Antoine's got it at the top. Now on the right free throw line extended. Hand off to Joseph Hightower. They kick it to Maynard on the far side. Floater from 12 feet swatted away. And then a block called on Micah Thomas. He had to clean block. It was the follow through that got Trendon Maynard on the skull. So Zero and White will step up to the free throw line as the Tigers have seen their lead be cut in half in just a couple of minutes in this third quarter. It's 31-27. 5:19 in the third quarter, 31-27. Trendon Maynard steps up and buries the first, does the junior point guard. Maynard, a guy that averages 6.5 points per game for this Auburn High team. He likes playing against Opelika. Had 11 the last time out and 7 in the first meeting. As he goes 2-for-2 at the free throw line. Bulldogs work it to the low block, just forcing his way in against Antoine Daniels and lays it in just JT Holloway, who then lets Antoine know about it on the way down the floor. We'll see if this thing gets a little chippy. It typically does between Auburn and Opelika. Plott splits the defense, lost it on the way up and out of bounds off of Opelika, stays right here on our end of the floor. Clock reads 5 minutes on the money. 33-29 is Auburn's lead. It'll be Peyton Plott, Trendon Maynard, the trigger man, on the left-hand baseline. Tigers working around here to the near corner. It's Joseph Hightower. It is now Maynard off the screen. Hesitates on the three. Hesitates again. Hands it off to Antoine Daniels. Uses the screen. Thought about the three. They leave him alone. Can he make him pay? Yes, he can. Everybody spread away from one and one. He said, watch this. Let's have some fun. And he does. 36-29. Auburn on top. 4.5 minutes to play. Euro step as Thomas can't get the first, can't get the second, but Holloway is there on the third attempt of the possession. Opelika not going away. Auburn's lead is back down to 5. 4:15 in the third quarter. Plott hands off to Daniels. He'll send Maynard through. Now they work it to Peyton Plott on the left-hand side of the floor. Hightower had the three, and he passed up on it and leads to a turnover. Thomas goes up, tries to yam it, can't do so. He was fouled by Trendon Maynard. Micah Thomas showing the hops, the 6'1" senior guard. He wanted the highlight play, and instead he'll have to earn him the hard way at the charity stripe. If you're Opelika and head coach Wesley Button, you're looking for just the 2 points. You're not looking for the highlight here. Not in this game. Not in a win-or-go-home scenario against a team you're 0-2 against this year. Thomas knocks down the first. Joseph Hightower will take a seat. Magnus Davis, who saw some playing time in that first half and played pretty well. The junior is on the floor right now for head coach Chris Brandt. Second free throw from Thomas is good. Thomas had 14 in that first half. He's now got 16 thanks to a couple of made free throws. And just like that, Opelika is within 3. We cross the 4-minute mark in this third quarter. Jordan works it to Davis on the left-hand wing. Stagnant offense for the Tigers. Davis with an aggressive take and lays it in with the left fingertips. How about that? How about Magnus Davis getting on the scoreboard and putting the Tigers back up by 5? Holloway lost it at the top into the hands of McNally. He'll drive the lane, gets to the bucket. The shot goes. It's not going to be called, though. Or excuse me, the bucket's not going to count. He was bumped on the way in. It'll be on the floor. As Tabari Allen, who picked up an early third quarter foul, will come back into the game. And Tyler Dixon, who saw limited action in that first half, is back in wearing 14 in blue and white. As Peyton Plott, Hampton Jordan will take a seat. Inbound left for Brady McNally. Off the touch, foul on the floor. Tries to throw it in, and a five-second call. Forced by Auburn High. A five-second call on the Dogs. It's a turnover for Opelika. It's Auburn High basketball coming this way, left to right, as we look at it. 3:53 in the third quarter. It's 38-33. Auburn leads. High screen from Allen. Maynard to the wing. Swinging around. Tixon had it into the lane. Throws it up from 6 feet. No, and an offensive foul. Tyler Dixon had an open three on the short right wing. Instead, dribbled to the lane. Not a terrible take. We've talked about with Tyler Dixon all year long. When he has the confidence to shoot the ball, we've seen what he can do. Would have loved to have seen that three get put in the air. Instead, it's an offensive foul on Auburn, and give it right back to Opelika. 38-33 with 3.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Thomas gets the screen off the right-hand side. He's cut off by Reef, picked up on the baseline, gets to the baseline, throw to the corner. McNally, contested three, got it. Brady McNally up to five in the third quarter alone. Opelika's now within two. It's the closest they've been in a while. Dixon on the right volleyball line, puts it on the floor with the left hand. He'll pick it up at the three-point line. Antoine Daniels, Euro step, bumped on the way in. Shot won't go, doesn't count. They're going to call it on the floor. No, apologies. They are going to call that in the act of shooting. So Antoine will have a chance to earn them in the hardest way possible, as some say, as an 81% free throw shooter. As Auburn leads 38-36, 3:09 in the third quarter. Antoine is pure on that first free throw. Give him four in the quarter alone. He had seven in the second quarter for this Auburn High team. Stand starting to fill up a little bit. People coming in to see the second half of this game. And as Central will take on Smith Station in the nightcap coming up in just a little bit. Antoine goes one for two. Daniels, Lindsey, Dixon, Allen, and Reef. The five on the floor for head coach Chris Brand, and Cash Reef picks up a cheap foul. He went for the steal. I didn't think there was contact, but the official standing right on top of it says there was, and here's the problem with that. That's the fifth foul on Auburn in this third quarter, and so for the next 3 minutes exactly, Opelika's going to be shooting free throws every time there's a whistle like that. Whether it's a foul or not, if you're Cash Reef, you've got to be smarter, got to know the situation, understand where your team is. And thankfully, McNally left the first free throw short. But any points right now for Opelika is an advantage, and McNally goes one for two, and the Dogs are back within two. 39-37, Auburn leads. Here comes Reef now, left to right as we look at it, on the campus of Central Phoenix City in the area semifinals. Allen on the right-hand wing, forces his way to the lane. He was bumped. Allen was bumped on his way in. That one will be on the floor. Just the third foul on Opelika, so Auburn's going to have to inbound. Looks like it's going to be Carl Lindsey. Quick inbound, quick trigger from Allen. Can't get the corner three to go. Out of bounds off the fingertips of Tyler Dixon. I love the strategy from Lindsey to Allen. Caught Opelika sleeping, just couldn't take advantage. And here come the Dogs. They could take their first lead in a long, long time on this possession with a three. Thomas will work his way to the bucket. Too strong on the layup. Here comes Auburn. Reef ahead for Daniels on the left-hand side. He's by the scorer's table on the opposite side, and the Tigers will reset it with the half-court offense. Here comes Auburn. It's Antoine Daniels at the top. A little two-man game with Tabari Allen. Nobody's moving. We got to figure out what's going on. A little confusion for Auburn, and now into the hands of the sniper, Carl Lindsey. Had four made threes in that first half. Reef has it on the right free throw line, extended now. Kicks to the corner for Allen, trying to go down low for Daniels, who's got a mismatch. They get him on the baseline. He's stuck under the basket in no man's land. Throws it up. Tough shot, won't fall. Holloway fights for the board, and it's Opelika with a 2-on-2 run out. Up ahead against Cash Reef. That shot was blocked, and then a foul is called. Cash Reef cannot believe it. He was stuck in a bad spot too, as Mark Chambry Jr., who wears 10 in black in the game for the first time tonight, has a chance to tie it up at the free throw line. These two teams know each other so well. Chambry banks in the first. Chambry was scoreless in the first two matchups against Auburn. And he's a free throw away from tying it up with a minute 52 in the third quarter of the area semifinals. And he cannot do so. He clanked the second one. Auburn still leads by one. Junior point guard Trendon Maynard surges ahead. And it's Antoine Daniels inside the black and red sea of Central to get things started with a minute 40 in this third quarter. Maynard now has the basketball on the right free throw line extended. Gets inside Tabari Allen. Good backdoor cut. Throws it up and fouled. Couldn't connect for the end one opportunity, but he does have a chance for two at the free throw line. I mentioned in the open, and need to mention it every time we see him, Tabari Allen has to get going. Just 6 points tonight. All of those were in that first half. And rattles home the first. Allen on the season is an 11 points per game scorer. You are not going to walk out of here with a win against your rival if he is not involved. And he does just that with two made free throws. 41-38, Auburn over Opelika with a minute and a half to play in the third quarter. Fields will get the call from his head coach, Wesley Button, on the right-hand side. Holloway pulls up from 20 feet on the baseline. Tabari Allen couldn't have played better defense than he did right there. It just doesn't matter. Holloway has 8 points in the quarter alone, and Opelika's back within one. Maynard straight away. He'll orchestrate the offense. Now on the left-hand side, picks it up in the lane. Antoine gets to the lane, gets bumped. The bucket goes in, a foul. Good and a foul for Antoine Daniels, who's got a chance at one more. Tigers up by three with 60 seconds in the third, and Daniels can make it four. What an aggressive take by one in white. And that thing hit the backboard about three parts of the rim and just had a calling to go in. Daniels at the line converts. How about seven in the second, seven in the third for Antoine Daniels? He leads all scorers with, well, he leads all Auburn High scorers, rather, with 14. Remember, Micah Thomas, who's been quiet in this third quarter. He had 14 in the first half, just two so far in this third quarter. Holloway, Euro step on the baseline, left it short and ripped down by Carl Lindsay. The shortest guy on the floor comes up with the board. Two on one for Auburn, and didn't see the trailing defender, Carson Maas, trying to bounce pass it to Jabari Allen. Instead, it's a turnover. Here comes Opelika. Carney Wright has it on the left-hand wing. Fans starting to make some noise inside of Central Phoenix City High School. On the right corner, it is Holloway straight away with 22 seconds to play in the third quarter. Auburn plays well defensively. 44-40 is Auburn's lead over Opelika. 15 seconds in the third quarter. It's Wright, picks up his dribble and then threw it away. He threw it away. They're going to say it was tipped off of Auburn. There's no way. Oh, Carney Wright threw it away in the backcourt. They're going to say that Joseph Hightower, the on-ball defender, got a piece of it. Give the official credit. He called it immediately. And so that is going to be Opelika basketball. They're going to inbound. Trying to see exactly where that went out of bounds. They're going to say about 5 feet to the right of the half-court line. Opelika will have to go to the left to get back into their own half-court. As Tabari Allen will take a seat. As Magnus Davis back in. 5 seconds now. Thomas lost it. Shoe shiner. Opelika keeps it in the half court, and he stepped on the half court line. Yes, he did. Carson Maas, the official, standing right on it, looking at it like it's on the goal line on the football field. Tigers force a turnover. We're going to have 1.1 in this third quarter. We're moving left to right. We're going to inbound about 6 feet to the right of the half-court line. We're inbounding in our own half-court. 1.1 in the third quarter. Auburn leads by four. Can we get a shot up and get some momentum heading to the fourth? Magnus Davis, turnaround, three! Magnus Davis knocks it down! A turnaround three from number 22, and the Tigers have all the momentum as we head to the fourth quarter. 47-40. Don't you dare turn that radio dial. The fourth quarter coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
How about that play call from head coach Chris Brandt coming off the inbound? You don't just draw that up. That is in the playbook. That is in the game plan for that exact situation. Trendon Maynard was about 6 or 7 feet into your own half court from the half court line. He throws it to Magnus Davis, who catches, turns, and lets that thing fly from the corner and absolutely buried it to have Auburn a 47-40 lead over Opelika as we start the fourth quarter. Talk about the biggest shot of the season for Magnus Davis, the junior guard for this Tigers team. He's played great all night long, and that's why he remains on the floor to start this fourth quarter. Opelika moving right to left. It's McNally, kicks to his other brother McNally on the left-hand wing. He's guarded by Magnus Davis, who just hit the big-time three. It's Fields now on the right-hand side. McNally, dribble drive off the backboard. Wedgie. Eli McNally floats it up with the underhand and somehow got it stuck between the rim and the backboard. You see that on jumpers a lot. Don't see that on layup attempts very often. So Auburn now has their first possession, movement left to right on your radio dial. Maynard gets all the way to the baseline underneath the basket, wraps around, finds Antoine Daniels, thought about the three, and they'll work it around. Down low to Barry Allen, post up chance blocked by Micah Thomas, gets his own board, can't convert. Oh, Tabari Allen had a good look on the second chance bucket and no good. We play on. 7-10 in this fourth quarter. Auburn leads 47-40 over Opelika. Thomas gets around Lindsay off the hands of Antoine Daniels and into the hands of Tabari Allen. Gets it up to Trendon Maynard, who's heading to the free throw line. The Tigers' mindset is as soon as you get the basketball, pick up your head and see who's open. And that time it was Trendon Maynard who got bumped on his way to the bucket. He's got a chance for two more points. He had two in the first, two in the third. As the Tigers lead 47-40, first free throw is good. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. Appreciate you being with us on this Thursday evening for some Auburn High School boys basketball. We're in the fourth quarter of the area semifinals as Trendon Maynard goes 2 for 2 at the line, and all of a sudden Opelika had it within one, and thanks to a couple of big time buckets, Auburn's back up by 9. Under 7 in the area semifinal. Thomas gets stuck on the right hand wing. It's Holloway now, feeds to Eli McNally on the left hand wing, works it around the perimeter. Thomas gets the pump fake, gets to the bucket, layup won't go, and a late foul call underneath. Didn't see exactly who they got. They're going to say it's on Antoine, so that'll send Micah Thomas to the free throw line. Tigers couldn't find him, couldn't stop him, couldn't do anything in the first half, but limited him to just 2 points in that third quarter. That's a guy in Micah Thomas who has dropped 19 and 14 on this Auburn team in the first two matchups, and he gets that free throw to go. And the first point for Opelika in this fourth quarter. The winner here moves on to take on the winner of Central and Smith Station. That game coming up in just a little bit. Thomas is able to go 2 for 2 at the line. That game is on Saturday afternoon, 4 o'clock inside this gym for an area championship. But more importantly, the winner of this game moves on to the regional tournament next week, and the loser goes home. How about the aggressiveness from Davis, who tried to scoop and go under with a finger roll attempt? It won't fall, and Holloway pushes ahead for Opelika. Two-step to the lane, good off the window. JT Holloway is 6'6", 185. He's been going up against 6'6", 200 against Antoine Daniels all night long and has not cared. Opelika trails 49-44 against your Auburn High Tigers. It's Davis on the free throw line, extended, finds Lindsay at the top, kicks to Davis. He wants a three, in and out, and pulled down by Eli McNally. Holloway across the half-court line. Opelika moves it around the perimeter. It's on the left-hand side of the floor now into the hands of Micah Thomas. Crossover dribble, pull up from 8 feet on Tabari Allen. He airballed it. Lindsay has to fight for it, and he does, and gets to the hands of Antoine Daniels. 5:35 counting down in the fourth quarter. Auburn leads 49-44 over Opelika. Davis stuck at the top. He finds Joseph Hightower, who gets in the game for the first time in this fourth quarter. It's Tabari Allen, has it on the left-hand wing. Gets cut off by McNally. Step back three, short. And Davis fights for the board into the hands of Antoine Daniels. Goes up and lays it in with the right hand. Good patience from Antoine Daniels. His first bucket in the fourth quarter. Tigers lead 51-44. At what point does Opelika start to get a little urgent? When do they start to get a little desperate as they trail 51-44? Lots of ball game left to play as Eli McNally will watch that. McNally, rather, watches that one rattle home from the left elbow. His first points on the night. Opelika not going anywhere. They trail your Auburn High Tigers by five. Daniels picked up his dribble. Inside the half-court circle, able to find it to the hands of Lindsey. Now it's Allen on the wing. And it's Hightower who will get the screen from him. Back to Allen. He tried to anyway. And it's off the hands of Opelika, who does not agree. Rolled into the bench of Auburn High. Tigers may have caught a break there. Daniels has it off the inbound. He'll turn the corner with the right hand. Gets to the bucket. Gets the foul, and a chance at one more, as it was Eli McNally who tried to set his feet, didn't do so, and Daniels has a chance at one more. How about that from Antoine Daniels? You know he's capable and willing to take that at any time. If you give him that right hand, he's going to the basket. And what makes him so dangerous is he can lay it in, he can stop and pull up, he'll kick it to the corner, he can do it all, can Antoine Daniels. I'll tell you what else he can do is he cannot convert on the end one. I tried to will that one in with a broadcaster reverse jinx. Didn't work that time. Tigers lead 53-46. Opelika's Brady McNally has it on the right wing. Then they're call a reach-in foul on Joseph Hightower. Don't know if I saw that one. 53-46, 4:22 in the fourth quarter. Opelika throws it in. JT Holloway had his shot blocked by Tabari Allen, and then they turn it over to the Tigers, and then the Opelika Bulldogs turn it over. Hightower up to Antoine Daniels, who tries to dunk it. All sorts of contact. No call. We play on. Here come the Dogs. It's Brady McNally. Gets to the low block and pulls it back out. Step back three. No, short. Oh, my goodness. Felt like that would have been a big shot for Opelika. And Antoine Daniels will settle everything down. Grabbing that hip appears to be hurt after the dunk attempt. And head coach Chris Brandt calls timeout. Good call on that one. 53-46. 3:50 to play in this fourth quarter. Timeouts on the Auburn High Sports Network are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. 53-46, Auburn leads, 3:50 to go in the area semifinal. The conclusion after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
If you truly care about your feet and want to make them happy, check out Auburn's newest footwear experience, Love to Run. With the area's only pressure mapping system to analyze foot function, Love to Run identifies the perfect shoe for you. With brands like Ultra, Brooks, Hoka, they'll have your feet comfortably covered. So whether you're training for a marathon or just trekking through the marathon of life, Love to Run is ready to set the pace with you. 1957 East Sanford Avenue in Auburn.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Coming out of the timeout from head coach Chris Brandt and Auburn High, the Tigers lead 53-46 over Opelika with 3:50. In the final quarter of the area semifinals being played here at Central Phoenix City. So just 45 minutes up the road. Not only are you playing on enemy turf, you're playing another enemy at the same time. It's the worst of both worlds for Auburn here tonight. It's Tigers with the basketball, moving left to right as we look at it. Cash Reef straight away thought about the three. He'll get to the top, hand off to Trendon Maynard. Tigers lead 53-46. Don't have to rush anything. You got 3.5 minutes to play with a lead. Allen crossover dribble to the right hand, gets to the lane, and gets the finish. Tabari Allen took a couple of bounces off the rim, but it found its way home. And then Auburn pokes it out of bounds. Tigers, just like that, back up by nine. 55-46, 3:10 to play. Opelika's Micah Thomas has it on the right-hand wing. Picks up his dribble, whips a pass into Holloway, gets around the defense and lays it in. JT Holloway, he's a special player. We talked about how he couldn't be held quiet for long. He's had a great second half for the Opelika Bulldogs. Tigers now nearly lost it. Carl Lindsay picks up his dribble in the death corner up top. Gets it to the hands of Antoine. He's got it on the right-hand wing. Tigers pull it back out to reset. 2:45 in the fourth quarter. 55-48 is Auburn's lead over Opelika. Win or go home. Winner moves on to the area championship and the regional tournament next week. Loser's season comes to a close. Maynard picks up his dribble. Finds it to Antoine Daniels. Tigers killing time and happy to do so. Antoine straight away backs it up. Here we go. We're wasting all sorts of time in a good way. I love it if you're Auburn High. Tavari gets to the lane, spin move, and he traveled. Yep. Got to the right side of the lane. His right foot was the pivot foot. He spun back over his right shoulder and got too many steps and gets called for the travel. Not what you were looking for if you're Auburn High. It's Thomas on the left-hand side of the wing for Opelika. Holloway straight away gets to the semicircle, kicks to the three-point line. It's Tony Fields. Dribble drive, tough shot on the baseline. Won't go. It's an air ball. Great contest by Auburn High defensively. Antoine pushes ahead, whips it to the corner. Cash Reeve thought about the drive. Now he does. Bounce pass. Maynard, corner three. No, way too strong. Didn't need the three, and that's what head coach Chris Brandt says right now. You didn't need it with 1:45 in the ball game. Auburn leads 55-48 in this all-important third matchup against Opelika. Tigers are 2-0 on the season, and just like that, it's Tony Fields. Auburn misses a three on one end, and Fields buries one on the other. His second bucket of the game pulls Opelika back within four. That's just a tough spot for Auburn. A tough sequence for head coach Chris Brandt as Opelika calls timeout. Reminder, timeouts on the Auburn High Sports Network are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. 1:32 in this fourth quarter. Auburn leads Opelika 55-51. We're going to keep it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Everybody take a deep breath, man. Oh, my goodness. What a game. You wouldn't want it any other way. The first two matchups between these two schools was a five-point win for Auburn at Opelika the night they debuted their brand-new gym. The second was a five-point win for Auburn in overtime at our house as we were down by as many as 15 in the second half back on January 30th. And forced overtime and got it done by five. And here we are. We sit in a four-point ball game. Auburn's lead has been as many as 10 in this second half. Opelika's gotten it down to one. They've yet to tie or take the lead in the second half. Auburn moving left to right. Opelika puts a full court press on for the first time. Tigers trying to break it. You got to get across half court. Tabari's got it now. Jumps and throws it almost away. It's Reef. Gets to the lane. Takes it off the backboard. Shot it. Didn't have to. And Auburn has wasted two possessions and given it right back to Opelika. It's Micah Thomas now. Crossover dribble at the top. Guarded by Maynard. Dives for the basketball. Didn't get it. Opelika now turns it over. Poked away by Maynard. And into the hands of Antoine Daniels. It was Cash Reef who dove on the floor to save that basketball. Here comes Auburn. Left to right. Maynard to the lane was fouled. Maynard was called. Opelika was called for the foul against Trendon Maynard. But that's just the second foul if the scoreboard is correct. No, third foul now. But that will be in the act of shooting, which will put Trendon Maynard, the junior guard, at the free throw line. 55-51, 57.7 in the fourth quarter. Maynard's first free throw is nylon. I've said all year, Trendon Maynard is one of the X factors. When he goes, Auburn goes. When he scores, Auburn scores. And the junior guard, who averages 6.5 points per game, a 67% free throw shooter, is 100% on that trip. Give him four in the corner alone. Auburn leads by six. We're under a minute to play. Thomas and Opelika move right to left. It's Holloway at the top. Hand off to McNally. He'll trigger from three. Short. Way short. Pulled down by Hightower. Looks for an outlet. He gets it into Barry Allen. Got to get it across half court if you're the Tigers. Opelika puts a full court press, and now they're going to stop the clock with a foul. 39.9 is what the clock reads. That's just the fourth foul on Opelika. So the Tigers going to have to inbound it and take care of the basketball as the Dogs have to foul one more time to stop that clock and to put Auburn on the free throw line. It's a two-possession game right now as Auburn leads 57-51. Trying to move on to Saturday afternoon to compete for an area championship in the all-important regional tournament as they get it into Trendon Maynor, who is then fouled. That should put Auburn on the free throw line. It will. Confusion from the officials. Don't worry, Carl Lindsay's got it taken care of. He points up at that scoreboard where the foul's number reads 5 for Opelika. So Trendon Maynor, again, had 2 points in the first quarter. He's got 6 in the second half. Can add on to that 8-point total as Auburn leads by 6. And it remains so after the first attempt. Got to make one if you're Trendon Maynor. Got to make one if you are 0 and white. 57-51, 38.3. Auburn leads Opelika here at Central Phoenix City in the area tournament. Second free throw from Maynor. In and out. Went 0 for 2. Hightower's fighting for the board. Dives in the corner. He's got a call's timeout. Yes, he did. How about Joseph Hightower? He fought 1-on-3 against Opelika. Dove in the corner and calls timeout. 3 and white makes the play of the game. How about the senior, Joseph Hightower, calls timeout for Auburn High. They save a possession and have a chance to put this thing away. Oh, my goodness, Joseph Hightower with the play of possibly the year for Auburn so far with a 6-point lead up 57-51 with 33.8. Oh, my goodness. Joseph Hightower, one of those 7 seniors. You know what it means to this team and this group of seniors who are trying to go not just to the area championship game, not just to the regional tournament, but trying to cap off a full season sweep of Opelika and going 3-0. His game is not yet over by any means. Maynor will be the trigger man for Auburn. He stands on the right baseline, underneath the basket, looking for somebody, tries to get it in, a lob pass to Jabari Allen, and Opelika fouls him. They're going to have Carson Moss be the guy to get the intentional foul. So Auburn has another chance to go up by 3 possessions, 32.5 on the clock. Here in this fourth quarter, Jabari Allen, he is also one of those 7 seniors. And he rattles home the first. I'll tell you what Tabari Allen's free throw percentage is after this second free throw. I've learned my lesson all year long here on the Auburn High Sports Network. He's 1-for-1 on this trip so far. And make it 2-for-2. Tabari Allen knocks them both down. That's what an 85% free throw shooter gets you right there. Tigers are up by 8 with 32.5 in this fourth quarter. If you're Auburn, don't foul. You do have something to give, though. Just don't foul on a shot. You only have 1 in the quarter if you're Auburn. It is Micah Thomas. Pulls up deep 3 straight away. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh. What a shot from Micah Thomas, who absolutely nails it. That thing was 25 feet deep, every bit of it, on a step back over Antoine Daniels. We're not done yet between Auburn and Opelika. Tigers lead 59-54, 24.7 is what the clock reads. Timeout called on the floor. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. We've had so little breaks in this game. We need to show some love and want to show some love to our sponsors here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Our second half action has been brought to you by Southern Union State Community College. Affordable, accessible, unparalleled. It's time to venture forward and blaze your path. Visit suscc.edu. And this second half's been a doozy, man. 29-21 was the lead at the half for Auburn. Opelika, like a cockroach, man. He just can't kill it and won't go away. And give them all the credit in the world. They have fought in this game and will not go down until the clock hits zeros. It's Auburn up 59-54. Moving left to right. It's Tabari Allen to pull. and throws it to Antoine, who steps out of bounds to come in and receive it. Was it a five-second call? It was Tabari Allen who had it on the baseline. Antoine Daniels stepped into the baseline, took the pass, and was trying to inbound it. We've got an explanation for the Opelika head coach. I don't know what the call was. I guess Auburn, did Auburn call timeout? I guess so. All sorts of confusion. Yeah, teams go to the huddles. Timeout is called. Okay. Opelika is left with two. Auburn is left with one. Again, all timeouts here on the network are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters. Our game sponsor tonight, our game broadcast presented by Acre Restaurant in Auburn. You can visit them for lunch and dinner throughout the week and for brunch on Sunday mornings. Check out their variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. And if you go there on a weekday for lunch, there's a good chance you'll run into me. I love that place, man. We appreciate them being a big-time sponsor and allowing us to do what we do here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Our game broadcast every single day are brought to you by Acre Restaurant in downtown Auburn. All right, here's the situation. 21.3 on the clock in this fourth quarter. Auburn is moving left to right as we look at it, wearing their road or their home whites as we are the two seed. Opelika is defending right to left in their road blacks as the three seed. Coming out of the timeout, still have some confusion. The officials are at the scorer's table. I don't know what the problem is. Seems like we may have a scoreboard problem. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. There's a scoreboard problem. They're messing with the time on the clock. Looks like we're going to get some Central Phoenix City athletic reps to come over and try to work on it a little bit. We don't know anything about scoreboard problems in Auburn. Not at all. As they put 3 seconds back on the clock. That's what they were trying to do. Okay, so now it's 24.7. Auburn moving left to right as they get it into Tabari Allen. He's pressured immediately and then eventually fouled. They'll get Carson Moss again, which will put Tabari Allen back on the free throw line. We'll walk the length of the floor left to right. And Tabari Allen's going to stand there with all of his teammates back behind him. Just 2 seconds came off the clock. Auburn is not out of the woods yet. You lead by five. This is where games and championships are won if you're Auburn. It's right here on the free throw line. First free throw for Allen. In and out. Allen's going to have another chance. As size is on the floor for Opelika, shooters are on the floor for Auburn. JT Holloway and Eli McNally stand on the low blocks waiting to grab a potential miss from Tabari Allen. They'll watch that one go down. Tabari has five in the fourth quarter. Auburn leads by six. Right to left on your radio dial. Here comes Opelika. It's Tony Fields on the left-hand side. He'll dribble against Trendon Maynard. Whip it out. Thomas, a right wing three. Nailed it. Micah Thomas has been lethal in this fourth quarter. The Dogs are back within three. How in the world? It wasn't terrible defense. Great dribble penetration from Tony Fields, who got to the left side baseline, got stuck in the air, whipped it around baseball style, and Thomas just no hesitation. Let that thing fly. And that's his second big three in this fourth quarter. Timeout is called by Auburn. No, apologies, called by Opelika. Just wanted to confirm. Timeout called by Opelika as they trail your Auburn High Tigers by three. 60-57 with 13.3 on the clock. If you're Auburn, got to take care of the basketball and make your free throws. Don't anticipate the foul. Make them foul you. How many times have you seen or heard a turnover happen because a player starts to shuffle his feet expecting the foul, and it ends up being a turnover? Auburn's got to wait for them to foul you. Here we go. Bounce pass to Tabari Allen in the far corner, and he is fouled by JT Holloway as they'll put the 85% free throw shooter back at the line, who's going up for his fifth and sixth attempts in the last 30 seconds of game time. Clock now reads 12.5. We have slowly worked our way to almost single digits on the game clock. It's Maynard, Hightower, Lindsey, and Daniels, the four who stand behind Tabari Allen. First free throw from him is good. Use every part of the rim and backboard, young man. That's why it's there. And he does so on the first one. 61-57. Tigers lead by four. Can make it five with 12.5 on the clock. Second free throw. Allen spins it. Shoots it. Makes it. Allen up to seven. All important points in this fourth quarter. Opelika again moving right to left. It's in the hands of Micah Thomas with 10. Across half court with 9. He'll pull up with 8 from 3. And he thought he had it blocked. A long rebound to Thomas on the right wing. Holloway for 3 with 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Rebounded by Auburn. And the ball game is over. Auburn survives against Opelika 62-57. The Tigers get it done by 5 points again, and this time it's to send the Tigers to an area championship game. 3-0 against Opelika this season. We move on to the area championship. We qualify for a regional tournament as well. 62-57 final score. Oh, my goodness, the Tigers get it done here at Central Phoenix City, and they do it by beating Opelika again this season. Stick around, a postgame show coming up. See if we can get some players. We'll get head coach Chris Brand on the air as well. 62-57 final score. Auburn beats Opelika, and we're heading to the area championship game. Postgame show coming up after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Anchor in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Anchor, visit them online at AnchorAuburn.com. Or just stop on by.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
For the third time this year, Auburn beats Opelika in the boys' varsity game. And this time it's to send the Tigers to an area championship game. Hello, everybody. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. All three games this year against that Opelika squad, they were classic. They were fantastic. You couldn't have asked for anything better. Five-point victories in Game 1 at Opelika, Game 2 at Auburn, and Game 3 on a neutral site here at Central Phoenix City. And the one that mattered most, the one you had to have, the one to keep your season alive, and Auburn gets it done. It wasn't easy. And thanks to some big-time free throws from Tabari Allen and three-point making in the first half by Carl Lindsay, the Tigers come on the road to Phoenix City and take down an opposite rival in Opelika 62-57. We'll give you some of the scoring totals as we wait for head coach Chris Brandt and some of the players to come up here as well. They'll join us on the postgame show. Auburn wins 62 to 57 for Opelika. Tony Fields had 5. Brady McNally had 9. Mark Chambry had 1 on a free throw in the third quarter. You had Eli McNally with just 2. That's big for Auburn to hold the big man down to just 2 points. Leading scorers for Opelika tonight was JT Holloway, who had 16, and Micah Thomas with 24. He hit 2 big threes in that fourth quarter, but it just wasn't enough as Opelika falls to your Auburn High Tigers 62-57. Again, waiting on head coach Chris Brandt, a player or two, to come up and join us on the postgame show. Antoine Daniels, who had 7 in that first half, ends up with 7 in the third quarter. Give him 14 there. Give him 4 more in the fourth quarter. How about 18 big points from Antoine Daniels? 12 points from Carl Lindsay. They were all in the first half, but my goodness, they were important. 2 points from Joseph Hightower as well. You also have Tabari Allen, who stepped up with 6 points in the first half. He had 9 in the second half. Give him 15 on the night. Tyler Dixon had 2. Magnus Davis, how about 5 big points from 22 and White as well, including the buzzer beater 3 for the Tigers. He had 5, and that gives you a 62-57 win for Auburn over Opelika. And joining us now in the postgame show is the winning head coach once again, the coach of Auburn High School boys basketball, Coach Chris Brandt. Coach, congratulations on the win. What a ball game this was yet again.
I can't even talk right now. I feel like I got that big bear off my back that's been riding me all night, and every time I play Opelika, it's an amazing game. I got to call out one person right here, right now, that we ran a play, and then I was watching it. And I told Magnus Davis to run to the corner. We ran a little sandlot action.
I loved it.
And he didn't even look at the goal. He threw that thing up there.
his eyes may have been closed, Coach.
But the thing about it is, him hitting that shot in that situation, it gave us a lot of confidence, and it kind of turned the tide. And we were able to just maintain that lead ever since then. It was going back and forth, and him hitting that, it really did make some difference in how the game turned out.
That first half was an all-out sprint, Coach, just back and forth, one of the fastest first halves I've ever seen. I think we had 1 stoppage in each quarter, and then the in-between quarter break. Second half was a little bit different, though. Got a little bit more feisty, got a little bit more gritty, a little bit more turnovers. How did you work this thing out? You were up by 8 at the half, and you end up winning by 5.
That's kind of crazy. That's 3 straight games of me winning by 5 against Opelika. But, I mean, I knew that this is a game that whoever lost was done. I knew they had a bunch of seniors, and they were not going to quit, no matter what kind of lead I got. And I knew the same thing would have happened if they got up on me. We were going to fight until the bitter end. So it was, for the most part, about 97% we had composure. There were a couple times I was like, what are we doing? Like, they're going to foul you, so we don't need to force a shot.
Sure.
But we did, but we got away with some stuff as far as taking bad shots. Not really bad shots, just bad timing on the shot. And they took advantage of that. We shot and missed a corner 3, and they went down and hit a corner 3. So that went straight from, I think, to 5 points when it was up 8. So I'm really proud of us. We can breathe a little no matter what happens on Saturday. We're going to move on to Alabama State and play on Friday, February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day to my wife for that one.
There you go, Coach.
I think she'll enjoy that. So.
That's right. That's right. Well, yes, you said it, this game, this win over Opelika, 3-0 on the year against the Dogs. It also gives you a chance to play in the area championship game on Saturday against the winner of the game that's about to take place right here, Central and Smith Station. While an area championship is important, you want to stay healthy and stay ready for that regional tournament next week. Expectations on, no matter who you play, how your team will respond on Saturday afternoon.
We're going to play hard, whoever we play. I know we lost to Smith Station last time. In heartbreaking fashion. And in the Central here, I believe we lost to 12 down here, maybe 8 at our place, and actually had a chance to tie it up with about a minute and a half, but things didn't fall for us. I mean, Central is an unbelievable team. They're ranked number 3 in the state, probably should be number 2. But either team, I'm just happy. We're going to play hard no matter what. I think we got, like I said, got that bear off my back and off our whole team's back, and we just be loose. And no matter what happens, win or lose, last year I won the area, but then I lost in the regional finals to Central. So it's either going to be Dothan Enterprise or Carver. We're playing that side of the bracket. So all three of them are really good, and we'll just go from there.
That'll be next Friday at Alabama State. That is, as Coach said, on February 14th. But we're going to be right back here at Central Phoenix City Saturday afternoon, where the Tigers, after beating Opelika 62-57, will take on the winner of Central and Smith Station. Coach Brandt, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations. Go Tigers.
Say hello to my family.
Will do. That is head coach Chris Brandt, the winning head coach for Auburn High School Basketball. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Carl Lindsay, who joins us on the broadcast next here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hi, I'm Brian Snyder, Regional Vice President with Troy Bank and Trust. We're excited to be moved into our new state-of-the-art Cary Creek building at 2870 East University Drive in Auburn. We welcome you to come in and experience what true community banking is all about. We offer a complete line of deposit, savings, and loan products to meet your commercial and consumer banking needs. You'll find our service impeccable. Come see us today to learn more about the only bank you'll ever need. Troy Bank and Trust, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Welcome back into the postgame show here on the Auburn High Sports Network as the Tigers of Auburn get it done for the third time this year over the Dogs of Opelika. 62-57 final score, and a big reason for that, 12 first-half points from the sniper, number two himself, Carl Lindsay, joining us now on the postgame show. My man, you just caught fire in that first half. You are a huge reason you guys walked out of here in the season still alive. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
What was it for you in that first half? I mean, it seemed like you normally don't have hesitation, but it seemed a little bit different tonight. You caught and shot and really didn't seem to have a whole lot going through the mind of there was no way I wasn't going to shoot the basketball tonight.
Yeah, well, sometimes you're just feeling it. And if you're getting space and you got the shot, you got the momentum, you just got to go up with it.
How weird is it to be playing or to have just played Opelika for the third time this season, but having to do it inside this building on the campus of Central Phoenix City? It's got to be a little different, right?
It is a little different, but we still love it, though. It's competition. That's why we're here. That's why we're playing.
And you moved to 3-0 against Opelika this year. Season still alive. You'll play the winner of this Central and Smith Station team coming up on Saturday afternoon. Won't ask you which one you prefer, but in terms of what matchup problems for Central and Smith Station, I mean, Central 0-2, Smith Station beat us on a buzzer beater last time. So in terms of what these two teams are going to bring, kind of break it down for us.
Really, Central, you know they're going to be athletic. You know they're going to get out and run. And Smith is really just going to do the same thing. So that's what Opelika tried to do. Luckily, we game plan for that. And so we should do the same thing for both those teams. And then we got to hit shots and just move the ball around as a team, and we'll be all right.
Several of you guys got into double digits tonight. Antoine had 18. Tabari had 15. You had 12. Trendon had 8 as well. Just seems like you guys spread the wealth around really, really nicely on this team. How does that contribute to success so far this year?
I mean, team ball is everything. That's how you win basketball games. It's just moving the ball, getting the open shot, finding the open man. That's how you do it.
Auburn beats Opelika 62-57. Carl, we'll see you back here on Saturday afternoon.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's Carl Lindsay joining us on the postgame show here on the Auburn High Sports Network. We'll take one more break, come back, and wrap it all up here on the campus of Central Phoenix City on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Auburn High, a winner over Opelika in the varsity boys game, 62-57 in the area semifinals. Appreciate head coach Chris Brandt and Carl Lindsay for joining us on the postgame show. I'm Jacob Gons with you as we are wrapping it up here on the campus of Central Phoenix City. We will be back here on Saturday. That will be our next broadcast here on the Auburn High Sports Network. As the Tigers actually – Apologies. Our next broadcast is going to be tomorrow. I was kind of having my mind set on the boys' side of things. Next broadcast will be tomorrow as Auburn High girls will be hosting Central inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium for a chance at an area championship and a higher seed in the regional tournament. So we'll have that for you starting at 5:15, tip-off set for 5:30 between the girls of Auburn High and Central Phoenix City. And then for the boys, we'll be right back here Saturday afternoon. That game begins at 4. Auburn's going to play the winner of Central and Smith Station. Appreciate everybody tuning in, all of our wonderful sponsors, and we're back tomorrow on the Auburn High Sports Network. And again on Saturday, it's nice to have area championship games and games next week as well. We appreciate everybody tuning in all season long, and coming up over the next couple of days on 96.3 WLE, 96.3WLEE.com, and the Radio Alabama app. Auburn beats Opelika 62-57. We head to the area championship game. Until next time, I'm Jacob Goins. Stay safe and go Tigers.
Thanks for listening to Auburn High School Basketball.
Presented by
The Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Troy Bank and Trust, Russell Building Supply, and Southern Union.
Also brought to you by
Googe Performing Arts Center, Auburn Bank, and University Ace Hardware.
See the broadcast schedule
at 963WLEE.com.
And follow the Auburn High Tigers here
on 96.3 WLEE.
This has been an Auburn Networks production.
96.3 WLEE, WGZZ HD2, Waverly, and W242AX, Auburn, Opelika.
96.3 WLEE.